After their Chicago convention, as the Harris campaign braces for a tough road to November, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris's campaign is bracing for a hard road to November, even as Democrats bask in the aftermath of a celebratory convention. Harris's acceptance speech further energized Democrats like Douglas Mangione, who, like many, was despondent with Joe Biden atop the ticket.
I was coming here thinking, my God, nobody's got any energy.
There ended up being plenty.
This room was electrifying today.
In California's Bay Area, where Harris grew up, Natre Banks cried watching her speak.
I felt like she looked like me.
Harris would be the first black woman and first person of Asian American heritage to be president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Indian's foreign minister on Friday said continuation of the Ukraine-Russia conflict will have larger implications not just for Kyiv, but the whole world.
We are willing to do whatever we can because we do think that the continuation of this conflict is terrible for, obviously, for Ukraine itself and for the world as well.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended an invitation to President Volodymyr Zelensky for an official visit to India. Whether he will make the trip is unknown, but Zelensky did say he believes India could play a pivotal role.
I think that India began to recognize that this is not just conflict, it's real war of one man, and his name is Putin, against whole country, which name is Ukraine.
The first visit by an Indian prime minister in modern Ukrainian history comes at a volatile juncture in the war launched by Russia in February of 2022, Moscow making slow gains in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Canadian freight trains will roll again as government forces arbitration on the